Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. As of Thursday afternoon, there are not any cases of coronavirus in Warm Springs, Jefferson County, or Wasco County. Three individuals in Warm Springs have been tested, with two of those tests returning as negative and one test pending results. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced yesterday that she was not considering a shelter-in-place order yet. Brown says she's encouraging Oregonians to adhere to the social distancing guidelines she's requested, such as avoiding gatherings of more than 25 people.
We are relying on public health experts and epidemiologists in terms of making this decision. Based on my conversations with them to date, their best information is that the aggressive actions I've taken will work if, this is a big if, Oregonians adhere to them.
She says the state is taking preparatory measures for a shelter-in-place order if one were to occur, including compiling a list of essential businesses that would remain open. Brown says vulnerable populations such as elderly people or people with compromised immune systems should already be sheltering in place if they are able. The 2020 Census Office yesterday sent out a message to enumerators saying, due to the coronavirus, all census operations will be halted until further notice. So, with human 2020 census interactions on hold, everyone is reminded that they can still complete their census questionnaire online at my2020census.gov. We have that link on our homepage at kwso.org. The Warm Springs Family Resource Center is closed until further notice due to building issues. Programs are still in the process of relocating, mostly to the Warm Springs Youth Center in the old elementary school gym building. The Community Health Prevention Resource Center, or library, will move to the Emergency Management Building next week. That's the modular next to the old elementary library. All prevention program community events are canceled at this time, and Native Aspirations activities are suspended. A federal commission gave its conditional approval Thursday to Southwest Oregon's controversial Jordan Cove Energy Project, which includes a natural gas pipeline, liquefaction plant, and shipping terminal. The vote by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, does not give the project final clearance to move forward. Pembina, the Canadian fossil fuel corporation behind the project, still needs to secure Oregon permits, three of which have been denied. Rogue Climate's Ali Rosenbluth says Oregon is holding strong, but FERC's approval brings on a new challenge.
What FERC did give this Canadian fossil fuel corporation the ability to do is to start the process of eminent domain for about 90 private landowners in Southern Oregon who have refused to sell easements to the pipeline company.
A 2019 report by the state of Oregon determined that if the project gets approved and built, it would become the largest greenhouse gas emitter in the state. And in sports, an NFL free agency is still very active. Quarterbacks Philip Rivers has joined the Indianapolis Colts on a one-year $25 million deal. And quarterback Tom Brady signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a deal that is worth around $30 million per year. Former Los Angeles Rams running back Todd Gurley is signing a one-year contract with the Atlanta Falcons one day after being cut by the Rams. The Dallas Cowboys have signed durable safety Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix to a one-year contract, and the Detroit Lions traded Pro Bowl cornerback Darius Slay to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for a third and fifth round pick in the 2020 draft. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.